Semester Self-Check Unit 8. Selfies and the History of Self-Portrait Photography. Selfie, the Oxford word of the year for 2013, is a neologism defined as a photograph that one has taken of oneself, typically one taken with a smartphone or webcam, and uploaded to a social media website. The emergence of this phenomenon a few years ago was therefore dependent on advances in digital photography and mobile phone technology, as well as the rise of such sites as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, which supply an outlet and audience for the photos. But a tradition of self-portraiture in photography is as old as the medium. According to the Grove Art Online entry on photography, perhaps the most popular form of early photography was the portrait. Portraits were the most commonly produced type of photographs in the first decades of photography, comprising an estimated 95% of surviving images. Among these are some exquisite self-portraits, including what may have been the first photograph made in America, the self-portrait of the Philadelphia metalworker-turned-photographer Robert Cornelius. Many early self-portraits fall into two general categories. In the first type, which had a long tradition in painted portraits and self-portraits, the subject poses with a camera or a set of photographs showing him as a professional of his trade. The other type of self-portrait seems to have been the photographer's attempt to situate photography as a fine art, a novel idea during the era of early photography. It seems that from photography's earliest days, there has been a natural tendency for photographers to turn the camera toward themselves. These early practitioners were either professionals with studios or skilled amateurs, often wealthy individuals who took up photography as a fashionable hobby. It would be a few decades before new processes and equipment brought the taking of photographs to the masses. Kodak's line of Brownie box cameras, first released in 1900 and priced at $1, made photography truly available to the broad public. Thus began a long era of popular photography made possible by the cheap production of cameras and efficient processing and printing of film. The next great pivotal moment in the history of amateur photography, and perhaps photography in general, was the emergence of digital photography. Early digital cameras were available on the consumer market in the early 1990s, but it was not until technical improvements and a drop in prices over the next decade that digital photography had replaced older technologies. In 2002, more digital cameras were sold than film cameras, and Kodak, a giant in American industry for much of the 20th century, filed for bankruptcy in 2012. The ease with which so many can take photographs of themselves and share them with an audience of many millions has made the selfie a global phenomenon. The ubiquity of selfies has naturally led some to wonder if the practice is either reflecting or promoting what many see as growing narcissism in contemporary culture. But perhaps selfies represent a new way not only of representing ourselves to others, but also of communicating with one another through images. Rather than dismissing the trend as a side effect of digital culture, or a sad form of exhibitionism, maybe we're better off seeing selfies for what they are at their best. A kind of visual diary, a way to mark our short existence and hold it up to others as proof that we were here. The rest, of course, is open to interpretation.